Welcome to the Clinician Researcher Podcast, where academic clinicians learn the skills to build their own research program, whether or not they have a mentor. As clinicians, we spend a decade or more as trainees learning to take care of patients. When we finally start our careers, we want to build research programs, but then we find that our years of clinical training did not adequately prepare us to lead a research program. Through no fault of our own, we struggle to find mentors, and when we can't, we quit. However, clinicians hold the keys to the greatest research breakthroughs. For this reason, the Clinician Researcher Podcast exists to give academic clinicians the tools to build their own research program, whether or not they have a mentor. Now, introducing your host, Teosi Onwemena. Welcome to the Clinician Researcher Podcast. I'm your host, Teosi Onwemena, and it is an absolute pleasure to be talking with you today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Today, I am talking about recognizing our privilege, It is so easy to think about how we are underprivileged or disadvantaged or not quite where we're supposed to be, and hard to really think about our privilege. And the reason I wanted to record this particular episode today is because my children were out of school a couple of weeks ago, and they were out of school because the water was being fixed in their school. Maybe the water main was being fixed or something. And because of that, school was canceled because the city wasn't going to do the water repairs over the weekend. They wanted to do it during the week, and there was not going to be running water. There are over 250 people in the school, and they just were not going to be able to do school without running water in the bathrooms. And I just thought about, wow, that is so amazing. It's such an awesome privilege that the lack of water in a school means school is canceled. It was kind of hard for me to get over because I think back to my own childhood. And when I was in elementary, middle, actually really more middle high school, and we were in boarding school in Nigeria. It was a brand new boarding school, really not established yet. At the time we started, we had no running water and no electricity. Over time, those amenities came to be, but we surely started for at least a year before some of those amenities came to be, at least a few months. But not having running water was kind of the norm. And we would walk to go get the water and bring it into the campus. And yeah, life without running water is hard, and I'm not trying to downplay that, but I do want to acknowledge that it is a privilege to be able to have access to running water and to be able to say that while the lack of access to running water means school is canceled. And it makes sense. Absolutely. Sanitary conditions dictate that there should be water, but I recognize the privilege my children have in growing up in a place where running water is taken for granted. And so that calls me to pause and think about my privilege as a clinician scientist, my privilege to be able to do research, my privilege to be able to think about science, my privilege to be able to do science, to be able to do research or scholarship for a living. And I wanted to talk to you about some of your privileges as well, because I think that when we focus a lot on the things we don't have, we tend to have a depressed mood. And when we recognize how privileged we are, and then it may lead us to a place of gratitude, which allows us to grow and expand in ways that we may not have ordinarily thought possible. So, what are the privileges I want you to think about? The first privilege that I think it's important for us to recognize is the privilege we have to live and work where we do. And you may be listening to me from another country, or you may be listening to me from the United States. But the fact that you have access to listen to a podcast, that you are of sufficient mind and presence to be able to say, like to listen to a podcast right now, is a privilege. Yes, you may feel disadvantaged. There may be many challenges that you're experiencing, but there are many people who don't have access to the presence of mind to even listen to a podcast. And what I mean is, for example, you're in war-torn Ukraine and you are struggling to survive because of the conditions around you or protect your children from the conditions around you, you're not thinking, oh, I'd like to just sit and listen to a podcast right now, because that's not, it's not something that could come to your mind. It's a desperate situation. And similarly, there are people who have challenges in their lives such that they don't even have time to sit and think about themselves, much less thinking about how do I improve myself by listening to a podcast. And so what a privilege for me and you that we both have access to the opportunity to listen and listen to ideas and thoughts and be able to process those ideas and many times disagree with them. And that itself is a privilege to live where you live, to have freedom that you do, to have access to the resources you have, even when you want more. It is a privilege to have what you have. And I hope you'll sit and acknowledge that right now and feel gratitude for the privilege you have to be able to be free to do what you're doing right this moment. All right, that's privilege number one. Second privilege I want to remind us of is the privilege we have of being physicians. It's hard to think of being a physician as a privilege, but it really is a privileged space. Yes, we worked hard to come here. Yes, it was a long journey. Yes, we feel like we deserved it or we deserve it. It still is a privilege because there are people who are smarter than us, people who scored higher than us on the MCAT, who didn't make it, or we have classmates who didn't make it all the way through. One of my classmates died in his third year, and his parents came and posthumously collected his certificate. I am privileged to be here. I'm privileged to be able to care for patients. I'm privileged to be able to think about diseases and how to improve outcomes of our patients. I'm privileged to come into spaces where patients are vulnerable, and because of the stories they share and the experiences they share, I can think about how to move forward research that hopefully advances their care or definitely advances their care eventually. What a privilege that is. Wow. A privilege to be in the space where I get to ask questions that matter to me and to more than just me. Wow, that's such a privilege. It's a privilege, number three, to be able to do research, to be able to do scholarship, to be able to think for a living. I mean, we all think for a living, but to actually be paid to think thoughts, to actually be paid to propose bold ideas, and to not be afraid to put them on paper and make them real. Oof, what a privilege. The privilege to be able to create with your scholarship, where you're not just someone who is in an assembly line and just putting pieces together according to the instruction manual, where you're actually creating the assembly. And dreaming big about the product that's going to be on that assembly line and calling together the people who are going to move the assembly line forward in a big, beautiful, brilliant, creative way. Oh, what a privilege. And yes, it's hard. And yes, it's challenging. And many grants don't get funded. But what a privilege to be able to be at a place in life where you can try. Where your hierarchy of needs has been met, such that you think, okay, well, now how do I want to make an impact on the world? It is an absolute privilege to be able to do research. Next, it's a privilege to be able to mingle with like minds. Oh my goodness. The kind of people I am surrounded by, the collaborators I know, the conversations we have, they improve me every day. I'm a better person for all the people I surround myself with, who I'm surrounded by. They are so brilliant, so sharp, so forward thinking. How lucky am I to be able to have my brain sharpened by their brains, to grow as a result of the environments in which I find myself because I'm leading scholarship, to have reviewers help me think critically about the way I write. Wow, what a privilege. And I could go on and on about the privileges I have. And I want to invite you to think about, what privileges do you have? Yes, you can tell me about 100 privileges you don't have, but that's not where we are right now. Right now, we're in the space of recognizing, acknowledging, and being thankful for our privileges, our privilege. And I want you, I want to invite you to share your privilege right this moment. Maybe you put it in the comments box. Maybe you send me a direct message, or share it with someone else. In what ways am I privileged? I haven't even thought about it. I haven't even really given it much thought. I am such a privileged person. I want to invite you to live in the place of your privilege, savor the place of your privilege, because yes, I guarantee there are places in your life in which you don't have privilege. And the more you spend time thinking about that, the more it brings you down. And so I'm inviting you to a place of gratitude, a place of acknowledgement, and a place of power, owning your privilege so that you can function more readily in that space of privilege. So that when the spaces that remind you that, oh, we don't have privilege here, come, we're okay, because we can count the number of things we already are privileged in, and it's pretty incredible and amazing. So I said a lot of things. I talked about the privilege to live and work where we work, the privilege to be a physician who cares for patients, the privilege to be in research, to lead scholarship, the privilege to be surrounded by people who stimulate us intellectually and cause us to grow, the privilege to lead people in this amazing endeavor of scholarship, to drive the direction of a research program. So many privileges, and the privilege to be you, coming from the space that you're coming from so that you can contribute in the way you contribute. Thank you for releasing your privilege so that the world is impacted, because you are so amazing. Thank you for the work you do. I appreciate you. All right, it's been a pleasure talking with you today. Somebody needs to hear this podcast episode, and I would love for you to join my group coaching. Send me a direct message and I'll give you more information. Until later. It's Thank You So Much from the Clinician Researcher Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Clinician Researcher Podcast, where academic clinicians learn the skills to build their own research program, whether or not they have a mentor. If you found the information in this episode to be helpful, don't keep it all to yourself. Someone else needs to hear it. So take a minute right now and share it. As you share this episode, you become part of our mission to help launch a new generation of clinician researchers who make transformative discoveries that change the way we do healthcare.